His even tone and steady hands did not surprise Aaron. He seemed to thrive under stress. He'd have made a decent Jedi, she imagined. She checked the distance between the cruiser and Fat Man, the speed the beam was pulling them.
You have 5 seconds, she said.
I know.
4.
Do you believe that's helpful?
2.
He tapped another series of keys, and the engines whined so loudly they overwhelmed the alarm.
1 second, she said.
In her mind's eye, she imagined Fat Man snapping in two. Imagined she and Zirid perishing in the vacuum. Their dying sight, pieces of Fat Man flaming like pyrotechnics as they cut a path through Coruscant's atmosphere.
And we go,
Zirid said. He twisted the stick leftward at the same moment that he released all of the pent-up power into the engines. The sudden rush arrested the backward motion of the ship, and Fat Man bucked like an angry rancor. Metal creaked, screamed under the stress. Somewhere deep within the ship, something burst with a hiss. For a fraction of a second, the ship hung in space, perfectly still. Engines wailing, their power warring with the tractor beam's pull. And then, Fat Man tore loose and streaked free. The sudden acceleration pressed Aaron and Zirid into the back of their seats. Fire alarm sounded. Aaron checked the board.
Fire's in the engine compartment, Zirid.
He was talking to himself under his breath, handling the stick, watching the scanner, and might not have heard her.
He's right behind us,
Zirid said.
Get into the atmosphere, she said. That cruiser has no maneuverability outside a vacuum. We can ditch somewhere, get lost in the sky traffic before they can dispatch a fighter.
Right, he said, and slammed down on the stick. Fat Man dipped her nose, and Coruscant once more came into view, tantalizingly close. Smoke wafted into the cockpit from the rear, the smell of seared electronics.
Aaron?
I'm on it,
she said, and started to unstrap herself.
Chemical extinguishers are in wall mounts in every corridor.
On the main screen, Malgus watched the freighter's engines flare blue. The ship shook loose of the tractor beam's noose and dived toward the planet like a blaster shot. A murmur went through the bridge crew.
Pursue, Helm,
Commander Jard said. The helmsman engaged the engines and accelerated after the freighter.
The tractor has failed, my lord,
Commander Jard said to Malgus, checking the command readout.
We will have it up again in moments.
Malgus watched the freighter open some distance between it and the cruiser, and made up his mind. He had crossed a line and started down a road when he had first engaged the tractor beam. But the time was not yet right to walk farther down that road. He could not afford to let the Jedi, Aaron Lanier, get to Coruscant, lest Angrel start to perceive motives in Malgus that Malgus would not yet acknowledge in himself.
No. They'll be in the atmosphere in a moment. Shoot them down.
Very good, my lord.
Jard looked to the weapons officer.
Weapons free, Lieutenant Mac.
Jard looked to Malgus.
Shall I alert the planetary fighter wing, my lord?
That shouldn't be necessary, provided Lieutenant Mac does his job.
Very good, my lord.
Red lines from Valor's plasma cannons filled the space between the ship. The fire so thick that the lines seemed to bleed together into a red flame.